Please, Mr. Postman. Written and read by Alan Johnson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It's Christmas Eve, 1967. A Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm waiting for Mike. Mrs. Kenny's large flat in Hamlet Gardens, Hammersmith, is empty except for me, cocooned in the room I rent at the elbow of the L-shaped passage. I'm 17 years old, a shelf stacker at Anthony Jackson's supermarket on the Upper Richmond Road in East Sheen. A temporary measure, I tell myself, to fill the interval between school and rock stardom. Ahead lies 1968, plump with promise. I'm convinced that for the band I'm with, the In-Betweens, this will be the year we hit the big time. What actually lay ahead in 1968 was the end of my nascent music career, marriage, fatherhood, a new job as a postman, and a return to my home turf, London West End. Anthony Jackson's had closed that lunchtime. Johnny Ferrugia, its larger-than-life Maltese manager, had taken his devoted staff, Kath, Sandra and me, to the pub opposite for a Christmas drink. The store was more of a self-service corner shop than a fully-fledged supermarket, but its single cash register had been ringing almost permanently throughout the Christmas period. We'd worked hard, and our boss wanted to show his appreciation. I explained that I had to be home by 3:30 p.m. because Mike, my brother-in-law, was picking me up in his robot...